I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio at my new time, 11 to 1. I can go ahead and tell y'all motherfuckers right now, bitch ain't staying on this shit till 1 o'clock. I'm just saying. Yes, I have a job now, and I have been working to 10 o'clock at night time, and that's why I had to push the show back. So, you know, don't worry, y'all still gonna have Chocolate Mommy. I'm just moving some things around. I'm gonna start doing some daytime shows and shit. So, you know, I'm gonna give y'all a variety, so don't worry. I mean, you know, I'm still gonna be turned up. So, I'm just logging in because my computer is acting stupid, so I had to get on my other computer, so, you know, I can't be fucking up like that. So, I like to welcome everybody that's in the chat room. Hello, how you doing? This is going to be an interesting show. You know, basically, it's what they rested the case on the George Zimmerman trial. I didn't get a chance to see the closing arguments because, like I said, I started work this week, so I haven't been able to catch up on everything. But I'm glad that the judge is able to let them throw manslaughter in there. So you got second-degree murder, manslaughter, or not guilty. Hopefully they will do manslaughter. And I heard in the state of Florida that shit carries a hefty sentence. So, you know, hey, I hope all that works out well and that his family can finally get some justice and some have a peace of mind of what's going on. So, you know, I've been chilling. Next week we got a shitload of artists coming on. Every Tuesday and Friday night we're going to have an artist. I have to work out some things, and then I'll start the promo tomorrow. I'm looking forward. They're Atlanta artists, and some of them are from Future and Rocco's camp. So, you know, that's really exciting to me because I'm broadening my horizons and whatnot. So, you know, my first week of work has been very interesting. I have some people that have listened to my show and are familiar with me, so that's kind of cool. So I was just like, oh my god! And then it's like, we even read your blog. Oh my goodness! I am still working on the book. That's coming up soon. So just be patient. I'm gonna be writing this weekend, catching up on a lot of stuff that I didn't get a chance to do. This week. I'm not even gonna say this weekend. This week. So you know, it's going to be quite interesting. So, you know, one of my topics was, what is the most embarrassing thing you have done during sex? And I got some crazy ass answers. One girl was like, she was fucking and the dude fucked, I think he pulled her weave ponytail out, and I was like, oh my god. But she was saying, well, you have good pussy, a dude don't give a fuck about the weave coming out your head. And I was like, well, yeah, you do got a point about that. Then I had a girlfriend that was playing cards with me and my ex-husband back in the day with her dudes. And, you know, sometimes you have couples that go back and forth doing the dozens and whatnot. And he was like, he literally fucked the shit out of her. And I'm like, oh, he got that dick. You know how, like, sometimes dudes are like, girl, I fucked the shit out of the girl. Like, you know, she was tired, this and the third. But no, he literally fucked the shit out of her. He was saying that she was riding and she shitted on him. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is the worst thing that a female could ever do. Like, I would never, ever come around that dude ever in life again. If I see him out in public, I would just turn 5 shades of red and turn around the other way. One dude was like, he fingered a girl, and she farted. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's worse, too. One dude was like, he was having anal sex with a girl, and she shitted on him, but he had a condom on. I'm like, oh, that was like a hot, shitty mess. That was, like, just too fucking funny. And so it's like, sexually, there are so many embarrassing things that could happen. Me, of course, somebody's name out that wasn't the person that was hitting it. So, you know, it's just kind of amazing to see, like, all the different things that people are going through when they have sex. So it's just like, oh, wow, damn, that really happened? You did that? Man, sorry about that. My dumb ass done hit the fucking button to end it. That was not my my intention. So, oh Lord. Oh goodness. You know, let me go ahead and play some fucking music and get out the damn way, because I'm just on some other shit. I wanted to play some really, you know what? I am going to play, you know what, this is a classic right here, Baby Bash featuring Miguel, Slide Over. This is a throwback, so here we go.
Smile, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweetest, I bet it's your smile. Soak it up, let it get in. son, you meet someone you need. Spray scraping down the block and a candy whipping new shoes. All up in my ear telling me what she gon' do. And she all on my cologne like some cat scratch fever. Telling me no mommy's gonna match that either. Haters, haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really low. Haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really low. Anything possible, but nothing for show. Your smile's worth a million bucks, and girl, I'm feeling your flow. I can't lie, I'm so addicted to your beautiful glow. Let me find out you love going to Vegas. First class flight, 5-star accommodation. And we can get our money on, and I'ma love you long. Give you the key to me, corazón, turn your house into a home. Then hit the Galleria, go out for margaritas. Rockstar sweetest, side for the number lovers. Let's stick in the whole plot. The question ain't why, baby boo, it's why not.
Mommy, let me get in your ear. Let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You the cutie pie butterfly. I just wanna see you smile.
How was your day?
How was my day?
Uh-huh.
My day was good. I mean, you know, aside from, you know, a little bit of mail issues or whatever, I kept going. It was good.
Okay.
How was your day?
My day was pretty good as well.
What's
progress?
You doing?
Progress. Rattled a few feathers, you know. Like I told you, some money is owed to me, so I had to go above people's head and get that. But it's coming through, so I'm happy about that. To make moves, move forward. And yeah. So that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And how was
the significant
other? The significant other?
You didn't read the text?
No.
Oh my goodness! I gotta talk to you about that behind the scenes, girl.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh my.
It was really interesting, yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. So, is it safe to say that you are in the market again?
Yes. That is my favorite pastime.
Oh my God. I am, like, I don't know what to say. Like, damn, we're going to be two single bitches this summer. Ooh, and the summer just got hotter.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I don't know. It's going to be a real problem because I'm very angry. So I'm going to be taking it out on anybody who tries to come for us.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Now, you know, you got to be my eyes and ears. Did you see the trial today?
Yes.
Okay, recap for me because I didn't see anything.
Basically, Mr. O'Mara was trying to make it seem as if Zimmerman was the victim. His closing statements were that, quote-unquote, he brought in concrete, like a piece of concrete, and said to the jury, you know, this is concrete, so Trayvon was not an unarmed teenager. Being that he used the concrete to bash Zimmerman's head in. The prosecutors were saying, you know, this is not a race issue. This is not a black or white thing. This is a right or wrong thing. You know, let's turn the tables. If the shoe was on the other foot, if it was Zimmerman walking in the street with the hood on his head to protect him from the rain, and a 17-year-old Trayvon was riding up, you know, harassing him, chasing him, what would the outcome be? You know.
Mm.
So So from what I've seen, they deliberated up to 3 hours. From what I've seen, most likely they'll be doing it a little bit more. I'm about to turn on CNN and see what's happening.
Damn.
Yeah. Fight to the finish, girl. Fight to the finish. No. And O'Mara did an interview, you know, in regards to to handling his case, Zimmerman's case. And he said, you know, when he first seen the picture, he seen innocent Trayvon, basically, and this huge person who he thought was angry, attitude-y, Zimmerman, but when he actually met him in person, he got a total different outcome of it. And, you know, he said he didn't take on the case to say that, you know, it's a race issue. If he's saying that this is going to be a race thing, a civil rights matter, he walks hand in hand with people and he fought for civil rights. So he can't be blamed for standing in front of civil rights. And he blames, what is his name, Ben Crumbs? Benjamin Crumbs, yeah. He blames him for making it seem like a racial thing when it's not. It's a self-defense thing. He's the one, he feels like Ben Crumbs is the one who's spewing out all the race dividing and everything as such. I mean, to me, it's just right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't think that you should kill somebody because you're simply getting your ass whooped, especially when you're provoking the fight.
Exactly. And then you was going to the gym to study MMA.
Yeah, so you're aggressively upset. Your adrenaline is to the roof.
And then you have road rage, and then you have fucking domestic violence back in the day. So you a firecracker. You are known to have a temper.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about Lauryn Hill going to jail this week?
I mean, she'll be all right. I just, you know how I feel about the IRS. They got a lot of nerve. Wanting a lot of people up when they ain't doing right with people's money.
True,
so.
But when people that have money feel like they can't pay taxes, and us little people, them motherfuckers take our taxes before we even see our money, I have
right.
sympathy.
Right. Again, the government being asked backwards, but, you know, she should hire, and I think that everyone who, you know, comes into money or plans on living a lifestyle where it is a lot of money too much for one person to handle, if they get an accountant, that accountant should be, you know, sufficient in what they do with that money and make sure that everything is accounted for and make sure Uncle Sam gets his just due, you know, to avoid that kind of conflict. Because if you're not going to do it yourself, if you're too busy to do it yourself, have somebody who's going to do it and be responsible.
I agree. And you have Fat Joe that has to do 4 months. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, all that money being thrown around, everybody's not getting paid, getting paid, not getting, I don't know, it's just too much. It has to, you know. They're not playing around, especially since they fucked up somebody else's money.
Yeah, if they threw Wesley Snipes midnight shaded ass in motherfucking jail for not paying taxes, do you not think they would throw your ass in jail? Like, come on, you don't play with Uncle Sam. You can
yeah.
play with your neighbors, you can play with your kids, but you're not going to play with Uncle Sam. He's on his fucking money. Whatever the fuck he gotta do to get his money, he's gonna get his money. You can't play with Uncle Sam. That's just the things that you just don't do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, you started the fucking, my question today about what's the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you sexually. I don't think I got an answer from you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. The most embarrassing sexual thing that happened to me, I was in the beginning stages of practicing squirting, and a certain someone that we both know was eating me out, and I farted in his face. But he just backed up a little bit, and then he kept going. So I was like, okay, you know. Great, no need to be embarrassed for too long. And I'm glad he wasn't one of those men that come out of a bag on you like, bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, he was actually understanding.
Man, I'm sorry. I don't know what I would have done in a situation like that. I just would have got myself up and just been like, you know what, fuck it. I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere besides here. And I don't think I would have been able to look at the dude anymore. I don't know. Because I just feel some type of way. I just feel like when you do shit like that, even though it's natural, it's to me, it's no coming back. Like, I don't
oh my God.
Around a dude and he fart around me. That turns me off so bad. Especially if the shit stinks, because I be wanting to punch him in his fucking asshole. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, and then somebody told me that they were fingering this chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were fingering her. She farted on him. Like, yo, like, come on. That vibrating on my fucking fingers. Like, farted on my fingers, bitch. Then, I think the most embarrassing thing that I heard is when I lived in California, I had this couple, they was going together, and he was like, you know how you sit at the corner table and you cracking jokes on each other and shit?
Right.
And he was like, I literally fucked the shit out of you, because they was cracking on each other, because he was trying to clown him about how he washed his ass for a youthful bar or something. Basically, he was saying he don't wash his ass.
you want to be Yelper with a group of bar, you can't get in the crack of your ass like you need to. You know, he fucked the shit out of her, and I'm laughing like, oh my God, you too, because, you know, my husband used to put it down or whatever, right? He was like, no. What I mean is that bitch was by me, and I was fucking her, and then I looked down, and she had shit balls on my
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I would have just fucking ended the relationship and just, like, got far away from him, because you shitted on somebody. Like, you had little balls on his stomach. Like, bitch, you couldn't still shit getting ready to come out your ass.
Well, I actually seen a porn, and it was like a Mexican chick, and she was telling this black dude, like, she had to shit. He was fucking her so hard or whatever, and she was like, I gotta shit. And the nigga was like, just shit. And he literally fucked the shit out of her. So, it happens. Maybe, you know, maybe he felt good about himself saying, you know, I fucked the shit out of her. Literally.
Oh, my God. Hey, Mr. G.A.
What y'all nasty bros talk about?
We're talking about the most embarrassing thing sexually that has happened to people. And I was telling her about a friend of mine that I had that shitted on her boyfriend. She was rotten. And he was like, he literally fucked the shit out of her. Then, I have a friend on BlackBerry. He was like, she was having anal sex with this chick, and evidently she couldn't handle it. And he shitted on her. And he was like, he had a condom on. I'm like, yo, like, well, me, I don't condone domestic violence, okay? But there are certain scenarios where I feel a bitch needs to get punched. I'm sorry. If a bitch shit on you and you didn't ask her to, she violated all sexual contracts and she needs to be punched in her motherfucking face.
Yeah, she do. She really do. You right about that, child. She do.
That's nasty. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all team piss on a nigga. I'm all about pissing on a nigga. But when it comes to shitting, first of all, it's stink. Second of all, I don't want that shit on me. No. And females, if a dude is eating your pussy and you feel like you got a fart, have some type of mannerism about yourself and let that nigga know, baby, owner, I gotta go to the bathroom. Now, if farting is one of his fetishes, by all means, fart in that motherfucking mouth, fart on his head, fart on his head, you gotta go. My daughter looking at me like, oh my God, did my mama just say that? Baby, it's some nasty niggas in the world that like for people to fart and they didn't get hard and they can come from it. I hope you never meet somebody like that, because if you do, bring them home so I can get them on the radio show and clown them.
Tell my girl, say what's up.
Mr. G.A. said, what's up, girl? Bro. He said, hey, I mean, I'm just saying, Ashton, you come across a girl like that, and, you know, did it turn you on to fart to him?
No, it didn't turn me on. The person that I just spoke about, you know, I couldn't control it. So it was just, you know, out of the blue for the both of us. I was trying to work one muscle and another one was working. I was learning myself just as well as he was learning me. So, you know.
And you found out that he was just a freaky, fart-loving, nasty motherfucker.
No, he didn't even say, you know, he was a nasty, you know, fart nasty loving person. It's just that he was like, you know, oh well, fuck it. I guess because it didn't have an odor to it or whatever. He was just like, you know, just I'm not gonna let that one thing spoil my fun. And I was like, all right, well, let's go with it. But the other person who loved it, you know, for a pastime, you know. I didn't even get a chance.
Mr. GA, he got some experience on him. He got frequent flyer mouths and stuff like that, right? Well, frequent fucker mouths. And I have to honestly say, I've never known him to have any nasty, out-of-way fetishes. is making noise, or your girl is making noises that she never made with you. But my thing is, why even put yourself in that situation?
Well, you know, only they can answer that.
It's just interesting. I just think that it's just totally interesting. Mr. Gia, you went to a swinger club in Atlanta, didn't you? With your nasty ass.
Yeah, I did. I was in a partnership for one. It was a different experience, I thought.
Okay, should you participate?
No, I didn't participate. I was actually trying the money, really. But it was some crazy shit going on. The spot we had was more or less like sleazy, so it wasn't like the top of the line joint, you know what I'm saying?
But now
coming out of the top of the line joint was nice. That spot was like crazy nice. And I was surprised that a lot of, like, the lawyers, doctors, and those who got money, entertainers and basketball stars, that's their lifestyle, you feel me? They love that wild shit. I was surprised.
Yes.
And I'm saying it costs, listen, with this club here, for membership, right? The man pays, every time he goes, he pays $125, probably hitting there, he's a member though. He pays $125. The lady pays like $35 to get in. So they're making money. They're making tons of money, hear me? Off these clubs.
Because
it's a rich man's lifestyle.
Now, men will always pay more at Singapore. And some places are like, if you are a single man, you know, they designate certain nights that single men can come alone, but for the most part, you have to bring a female with you.
That's true. Now, down in Atlanta, they have like certain nights. Like, men come here by themselves. They're on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you have a partner. You can't come by yourself. I think, like, Thursday or Wednesday, like, single nights for men. But on, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you got to be a couple. Get in there. Member or not.
Ooh.
And when you start paying, like, $125 a person to get into a club, that weeds out the riffraff. I'm saying that gets all the knuckleheads all out the way. They ain't got to pay that kind of money. But those that got some paper, some money in this, and you know, doing certain things they like in their life, they up in there and spend that money all the time, 24/7.
Damn.
And you actually, I think it's a rich man's high, really. It's a rich man's high. You know what I'm saying? Go up in there, a man with a couple of hours, and die. Because now you got a choice of what you can be with, what you can and, you know what I'm saying, can't do. There's no limit. If that person likes you, or that couple likes you, you're all in. If not, then it won't happen. But usually a lot of guys send their women, either the girl or either the guy, and then they, you know, move them in, so they get them.
I feel like men are always going to come to the Singapore because men are always down to fuck. But, you know, like, I guess if you could make it balance out versus all these men and all these different women or whatever. And it's like, for me, I've only been to one lifestyle party, and that was in California, and I wasn't as open-minded as I am now. And I hear a lot, and, you know, people invite me, but me personally, I'm not gonna go to a fucking single club with a dude that, for one, he's not packing. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know what I'm gonna have him doing. In my mind, I already know what I'm doing. So, I don't wanna be with somebody that's gonna come up short and can't handle everything that I'm gonna have them do. And I want everybody to fuck the dude that I'm there with because he got a nice eyes dick and he know how to work. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to take a 4-inch dude to a Singapore or swingers club or anything like that because, you know, even though some women might be used to small dicks, I want my man to stand out. I want all the bitches to want that, and I want my dude to punish all the motherfuckers that want to get in the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be there giving fucking directions. Yo, if you don't square that motherfucker ass wide open like you're about to put that bitch in half and fuck the shit out of her for 10 minutes, I mean hard, deep breath. Like, come on, fuck, let's go, let's get it. I mean, that's one of my fantasy versions. I mean, is that too freaky?
No.
And I mean, just to see him like nut on the face, and if she's a swallower, gotta be like mad crazy. Like, oh my god, like that's a complete night. That's my happy ending. And I mean, it's a happy ending. A happy ending for me. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to 50 Tyson.
Pretty Tyson, where you at? Pretty Tyson. They dog my man so bad. They are so bad for that dude.
You know what? I actually went on YouTube, right? And I looked at the video that he did about Bow Wow. And I would have to actually say that I was shocked because, you know, and it made me think about everybody that did all the little jokes and stuff. Because he was saying that he was actually a fan of Bow Wow's and he stopped following him because Bow Wow came on, Bow Wow heard one of Tyson's songs on the radio, and he was just like, what the fuck has hip-hop come to when you have somebody like Tricky Tyson on the radio? And he was talking about his autism and everything like that. And, you know, that hurt his feelings that because people with autism, they have to work really hard, you know, to do things. And, you know, basically he's talking about people picking on people with autism. Basically, they have feelings, and they do normal things like other people, so what is the problem? But what fucked me up and made me laugh is he was just like, you know, I was a big fan of yours. I don't respect you anymore because you was talking shit about me on Twitter. And my autism, he said, but people with autism work very hard, and people with autism will whoop your ass.
Speak the truth.
And it was cracking me up. And he was like, you know, you really need to sit down and think about you. You are, you're the host of 106 and Park, but you fell off. And he's like, you're not making no music. Sierra left, something wrong with you. Then he mentioned another chick that left him. He's like, something is wrong with you. Like, he was, like, really putting him out there. And then he was like, okay, cool, I get it. You and your mama don't support my movement. And I feel like, as a mother, like, come on, lady. You should not talk about somebody that was born with a birth defect that was not their fault. And I'm
right.
Like, how would Bow Wow feel if people started talking shit about his bodyguard raping him when he was a kid? He wouldn't like that. He would probably get offended and be wanting to fight and cuss everybody out because that's something that's very hurtful to him. Well, you know, Ricky Tyson didn't actually be like that. And I'm just like, you know, hey, what the fuck? I just had to share that with y'all, because that shit had me rolling, because it was, like, too motherfucking funny, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey. what do y'all think about Kanye West? You know, his album came out last week or whatever, right? The first week his album came out, he did 327,000 units were sold, right? So, you know, after the Holy Grail drop, the following week he only did 62,000 units. His sales fell 80%.
Oh, wow.
He was pissed.
Oh, well.
He was pissed.
Who was that? Bow Wow?
Kanye
West.
No, Kanye West.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, man. This shit fell off, huh?
Yeah, he fell the fuck off.
Hmm.
He fell all the way off.
I mean.
And I'm like, damn. And so, it's like, for him, he felt like he was outshined. But Kanye,
by
he was
whom?
Jay-Z.
Kanye, he got issues.
Yes, I mean, because you can't compete with a motherfucker that puts you on. And I mean, I'm not really a big Jay-Z fan, but I just know that no matter what the fuck you do, Kanye, you can never compete. So he got Beyonce, you went out and got Kim Kardashian. There's really no comparison. Your bitch made a come up fucking another nigga.
Yeah.
Your cheated on you when she was in a relationship with an NFL football player. You know, Jay-Z cost him a nice one. Because I'm sure Beyonce was fucking, but she was just smart about how she was fucking. Her parents kept that shit undercover.
Yeah. Ask most deaf.
So, it's like, so Beyonce and, Jay-Z have Blue, y'all have North, and so now she's pregnant with another child, so
who?
When are you going to get Kim pregnant again? Like, you can't go tick for tack with Jay. That's never going to happen. No matter what the fuck you do, you just, you know, you're a number two man, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad because you really have a bad God complex, because the things that you say, the titles that you name your albums and everything like that, like, you're crazy. You're crazy as fuck. Who in the hell does that?
Celebrities.
Man, that's Mr. G.A. Homeboy. I think they think alike.
Mm.
Mr. GS. Now, where the hell he goes? Anyway, in all honesty, Ashton, what do you think the verdict is going to be?
Being that Casey Anthony got away with her situation, I don't know. I really can't say. I hope that he gets to sit behind bars. The jury went to deliberate, came back out and asked for an itemized list of all the evidence brought to them in order and details of each evidence. So they're doing their due diligence based on facts and based on what was presented to them, and hopefully they take that and do what they need to do. If he walks, I don't think it's a good look for him. I really don't think he wants to be outside in the streets. Either way, he loses.
Who's that? Who?
George Zimmerman. I asked her, what does she feel? How does she feel that the verdict is going to go?
Oh, well, I hope and pray he goes to jail, but, I mean, either way he's doing. I mean, if he goes to jail, he probably goes to jail, he'll probably join some kind of supremacy group, you know what I'm saying, and be a hero. You know what I'm saying? He won't be in a population where he don't get beat up by nobody. He'll be in somebody's gang, you know what I'm saying? So that's, but on the street, he'll be dead. You know what I'm saying?
And Jesse Jackson and everybody else is like, you know, just be peaceful no matter what the outcome is. We don't want to display violence. And a lot of black people took that to offense to say, you know, why is it that when a case that involves a black person is involved, we have to resort to rioting and violence? There's been plenty of times where everyone else had a case and they rioted for lesser things. So, I don't know. Hopefully he gets his just due.
Florida, all I can say is, regardless of what happens, Florida is never going to be the same.
I don't understand. I will never understand.
I hope they don't ride, though. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, that'd be crazy, they ride. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after Detroit, the whole town. I'm like, dude, I mean, they don't ride. They should ride the day that this happened, not now. You feel me? That's how I look at it.
No matter where he goes, if he walks, no matter where he goes, somebody's going to try to catch him for it. Because people are way too passionate about this trial, way too passionate about the situation. They think about their children. And they think about his behavior, and they're going to want to take him out. So it's best that he just sits in jail.
Yeah, definitely. If he gets out, his ass will die. He's going to die from the gate.
It's 25 years to life, and there's no parole in Florida.
I think he'll go to jail. Because, first of all, they let him out, he's going to die anyway. That jury is going to be hurt too, so it's a wrap for them too. So, I mean, you got a lot of people at risk if he goes home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just feel like everybody is anticipating the worst because you got Broward County making damn videos about you know, it's okay to protest but do it in silence and everything like that. But we all know that at the end of the day, it's like, it's gonna be crazy. Because this is just my thought. I feel that if he sounds guilty, the first thing that the defense is gonna say is, oh, the females were feeling sorry, they were mothers, this, that, and the third, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, well, he didn't take the stand. The judge asked him, did he want to take the stand? And he said no.
Because he was already inconsistent with the stories he was telling.
And they felt like with his, all the stuff that he was doing on the,
on TV.
The fucking tapes and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was in his self-defense case. So they was like, he didn't have to. But I just feel like they're going to use that as ground for appeal that he didn't testify. But my thing is, you had every opportunity to, but you said no. And
yeah.
Both sides picked the jury. So you can't sit there and be like, the women was emotional. That's what y'all want.
Right.
And I'm just like, me personally, my heart goes out to that family because they have endured so much. And then I have to go through this trial. And then you have people on Twitter saying that they failed as parents and, you know, that's why their son is dead and all this other stuff. I feel like that's bullshit.
Of course that's bullshit. I don't know what kind of ignorant bastard said that, but people always, they love to talk when they're not in a situation as such. You know, you want to blame the parent. Why? Because their teenage son wanted to go get something from the store, or what, because it was a broken home, because the mother and the father weren't together. I mean, what are you blaming it on? Everyone has a situation in life that they're dealing with, and they're making do. It doesn't give him a right to be killed. His parents did not fail him. His parents loved him.
Yep.
They did what they could for him.
It
breaks my heart for them to have to see and to relive the hole in his sweatshirt, the pictures that they had to look at during trial. You know, these people who talk that shit, they don't have to live the way these parents are living. They don't have to step in their shoes. Them
but
two are not together.
That's the bad part. The bad part is, okay, dude, you're not a cop. Why'd you kill him? That's the bad part. How can you kill somebody? You're not even a cop. You know what I'm saying? Even cops don't kill like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you
no, cops actually, well, up here, cops do. But the thing is that in Florida, they have that stand your ground law, and they said that even if you are the one who provoked the fight, if you feel like your life is in danger and you have a reason, you know, to kill somebody for self-defense, that's what it is.
Wow. I ain't never asked you for my life. That's crazy. How the hell are you going to pull a gun and shoot somebody because they beat your ass?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Wow.
And everybody wants to know how in the hell did he reach for the gun if his ass was on the ground? He was on the ground, and Trayvon was allegedly busting him in the head, bashing his head in the concrete. How did you manage to get your gun, pull the safety off, and pop him in the heart?
Man, that's crazy.
No remorse. No remorse. You didn't call the ambulance. You know, you didn't call anyone. You just sat and waited. You spoke to the police before you attacked him. And, I mean, you spoke to 911 before you attacked him. And 911 insisted you stay in your vehicle. You do not follow this gentleman. They'll call you when they get there. But he's a vigilante. If they don't get him for anything else, they should get him for being a fake-ass cop. He should learn how to stay in his damn place. Stay in your fucking place.
Because how many people go to the grocery store with a gun?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying, too. How many? I'm saying how many, right? That's crazy.
And then, if the neighborhood is so bad, and your wife is so fucking afraid all the time, why the fuck can you move?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, my thing is, he's very deceitful, and I don't understand. Think about it. Remember, he got out on bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to turn himself back in because he lied and said he had no money, he was broke, and he had raised over $100,000 to PayPal donations.
Yep.
So, your honesty is not your strongest suit.
Him and his wife were facing things behind that.
That's crazy, man.
And he told them that he doesn't know anything about the stand your ground law. But his college professor took the stand and said he actually does because they discussed it in class.
And he did very well in the class. I mean, it's like a sad thing. My thing is, Zimmerman, have you once apologized to the Mortons for killing their son?
No, because he's the one who feels victimized.
Right.
He's not sympathetic for what he's done. Mm-hmm. He's not denying what he's done.
That's crazy, man. He did wrong for that.
Me personally, I know what it's like to have your son shot, and my son is still here. But to have something like that happen, and you play the victim when you could have easily avoided everything by keeping your ass in the car. It's hard for me to feel anything for him.
I mean, he wasn't getting robbed. He wasn't robbing Zimmerman. You know what I'm saying? Walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to just approach somebody and shoot him? That's crazy. The man went down the street. He ain't robbed you. He ain't threatened you. You approach him on some BS. You feel me?
What an assumption. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. Crazy. Mm-mm.
And
that's
I think
crazy.
He should be penalized for it.
Mm-hmm. He should.
If they acquit him, I swear I'll never, ever step foot in Florida.
Water gonna be tore up. I mean, I'm telling you, no matter what, Mexico is gonna tear Florida up, and the tourism rate is gonna go down because people are gonna feel like, you know, it's not safe. They can't have their teenage children walking around with hoodies and jeans and going to the store to buy Skittles and Arizona Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, I will go ahead and start working on suing him civilly. Because
it's wrongful death. Of course, wrongful death. Yep. That should happen either way.
They posted it on Facebook, right? A dude was in front of a liquor store drinking an Arizona tea can, right, from the store. Guy came out of the store, like, yo, what you got in the can? He's like, tea. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you got in the can? He's like, tea. What you talking about? Dude, locked him up, yo. Locked him up, yo. They got on the whole tape on it. Standing in front of his car, in front of the store, drinking out of the can. Crazy, yo.
What was the brand?
Crazy. Huh?
What was the brand? What did he do?
He said he told the dude he was leaving the property, he was trespassing, and drinking the property. He's like, this is not even liquor, this is tea, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, leave now. He said, I'm not leave for what? I ain't did nothing wrong. He's like, leave now. He said, for what? I ain't did nothing wrong. Lock him up, yo.
And what was this at?
On Facebook.
No, what's the page?
Oh, no. I just saw it and I displayed it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. White man, everything. Put him on the ground, everything, yo. Lock him up.
I heard they're trying to pass a law that it's a felony to annoy police officers.
Wow.
Say what?
I heard that they're trying to pass a law that is going to be a felony to annoy police officers.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they were playing it on a radio station up here, WBLS. I have to be active in stopping that one because these motherfuckers wake up annoyed.
That's crazy.
Because I sit here and I look at, okay, yes, we do have a lot of black-on-black crime. You know, we're shooting each other, we have, like, good gangs, whatever. And people are so quick to call black people thugs with that term. But what about all the white kids or the white people that commit mass murders? Look at the Sandy Hook situation. Look at the Columbine situation. Look at the Oklahoma situation, Oklahoma bombing. Look at the movie theater situation.
Right, in Colorado, right.
They're like, oh, there's a surge or just that surge, but you always want to point shit out when it's filled with black people, and that's that. Now, not all white people are acting like that, because there are a lot of white people, because I always look at the Zimmerman 09 hashtag, and they're like, that Zimmerman is guilty.
Yep.
And you just got some ignorant people, black and white, like, oh, well, what about the clear film they found in the woods, in the side house? That had nothing to do with Trayvon Moore, and he wasn't trying to break in no fucking cars or no houses. That belonged to the house that they found it at.
Right.
So it's like you're looking for justification to be like, it's okay for somebody to lose their life. Now, had that been their kid, then things would be so different. And then it's like, think about the family listening to the report. I was ready to cry listening to it myself. And then knowing that your son had like 1 to 3 minutes of life left in him, he bled internally, shot in the chest. Like, I couldn't sleep at night. I would feel so guilty. I would be asking God to forgive me every chance that I got. I would be asking the family to forgive me. I would be trying to make amends. I would be reaching out to them,
like doing something. And it's the fact that you don't want to care, and your lackadaisical attitude is in, you know, your judge, your daddy is a judge or ex-judge. Like, so you feel like you're above the law.
Let me ask you a question. What was his reason for approaching him? What was his reason for approaching him, for approaching Trayvon?
Well, realistically, because he can. He felt like he wanted to, you know, just because he could do it. But he said that there were a lot of burglaries in that neighborhood, and this guy looked suspicious.
Wow. So you approach a person who looks suspicious. I mean, how does
that sound? And then during one of the recordings when he was reenacting, he said that he approached He didn't approach Trayvon. He was walking in the back, and Trayvon asked him if he got a problem. And Zimmerman said, no, I don't have a problem. But you have a problem because this little boy is watching you follow him for how long?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I mean, that's crazy. Because what the fuck did you get out your car for? You were supposed to have been taking your ass to the grocery store to go get your scary ass wife some groceries. I mean, that doesn't make sense at all. Because, like, you was riding around, and my thing is, if the store clerk didn't feel threatened or felt any type of way because a black dude came into the store with a hoodie and sat in, why would you feel that way and he's walking? Okay, it doesn't matter. You're not going to know everybody in the fucking neighborhood. Because if that's the case, you didn't even know all the fucking streets in your community, and there's only three. You don't know whose relatives are here or not, or people having sleepovers or whatever. You was just looking for a reason. I guess you feel like if you did that, then maybe the Sanford police was going to offer your motherfucking ass a job.
For killing a child? I don't think so.
I guess he felt like he was doing something. And I mean, it's just I'm just angry because I sit there and I look at him, because I looked at the trial all week last week. You had no kind of emotion. When they're showing the pictures, you're just sitting there with a blank stare, like, come on, dude. Like, you didn't switch up at all. Like, no fucking remorse. I'm like, damn. You are cold blooded as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's going to be a long weekend. It's going to be a long week. I'm not sure how long the jury is going to be out deliberating. But those six women got a lot to think about, because whatever decision they make, if they make the wrong decision and that state gets fucked up, that shit that they got to live with. I would never want to be on a jury for a major trial like that. I mean, not at first, because I just quit. You can write a book to get paid or whatever, but just knowing that I made a decision that burnt the city down, caused a lot of people to get arrested, a lot of people to get hurt, I would feel really bad. Because after y'all come back with a verdict, y'all motherfucking pictures is gonna be shown. There's no need to protect y'all anymore. Then you guys think about what's gonna happen to you. Because you know, you always got crook people that'll be like, shit, put that bitch in her face or something. Motherfuckers is not gonna care. And then I think it's gonna spread all over the South, because you know, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, they gonna feel like, okay, damn, it's okay to shoot an unarmed person because they look suspicious or you don't recognize them. So how many? Because I mean, in South Florida that happens a lot, but how many more people are gonna lose their lives because people like Zimmerman feel like they can do what the fuck they want to.
Right.
And as his parents, I feel like they took a stand on the violence. Like, okay, look, you're not going to get away with this. We're going to use our resources and bring charges against you because we feel like there's a, it's like unrest here. We don't have no answers.
Hmm.
A lot of people feel like he's going to get off. I feel like the prosecution scored a big break when the judge allowed them to be like, okay, second degree or manslaughter. Because the other people wanted it to be second degree murder or nothing.
Or acquittal, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not saying that the prosecution did their best in this case, but today, or yesterday, I feel like they redeemed themselves with getting that put into the deliberation. It would have been nice if they could have got third-degree murder because, you know, that's child abuse for a child, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It just upsets me how, you know, not even Zimmerman, but people in general can go on doing stupid shit and just thinking it's all right, you know, or they have in somehow, some way in their sick minds, they feel justified to do so. He sees no wrong in what he's done. His family neither. They stand behind him as saying that he's not guilty.
Of course. That's what they're supposed to do.
Shit, the Boston, the brothers who bombed Boston, the family was like, fuck that. We don't got nothing to do with that. Them niggas is acting up. Get them.
But the mother was like her sons was angels. The mother was retarded. The mother was retarded. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with that bitch. But everybody else... Yeah, but you know, you got a praying mother. Oh, my sons was angels. Angels don't do that. Angels
right.
don't blow people up. People are, like, fucking disabled for the rest of their life. They're missing limbs and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people are saying something about that because they were not from the United States. Had they been from the United States, people would have said something different. You know, like, white people would, like, when they do crazy shit, they're excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they didn't take their medication, or they had a rough life, or whatever. But at the end of the day, y'all still killing, like, way more people. Y'all making impact. Y'all making history. Look at Columbine High. What, like 3-4 teenagers that made the bomb and blew up the school? And then the fucking Oklahoma bombing. Then the Sandy Hook. And then what's crazy is you realize how long it takes these motherfuckers to go to trial and how long it takes them to die.
Hmm.
You have to be healthy to be put to death. And I feel like that's fucked up because, like, at the end of the day, like, who does that? You was in your right mind, or you may have been sick when you killed somebody, so why the hell you gotta be healthy to die? You wasn't thinking about that when you killed somebody. I mean, I'm not saying an eye for an eye is all right, but it works for it works for different situations. What do y'all think?
I agree. That's crazy.
No one is ever going to know what it's like to lose
love
like that.
Exactly.
I agree too. I agree 100%, you know. I agree with that.
I mean, it's just, like, sad. Like, you know, you got to send up all these extra prayers. God, sure, find him guilty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Always pray for Trayvon's family. But then, you know, what's crazy is, regardless of the kids in hell, whatever, her from the tree, it's like, y'all ridiculed her. Like, she has a learning disability. And English was not her first language. Then y'all got pictures of her, like, pictures of her saying that it was her and everything like that. But at the end of the fucking day, she, her and Trayvon was talking. We all know that. But she was the last person to speak to the boy before he died. Do people not understand that that's going to affect her for the rest of her life? I know how I felt when I spoke to my friend that got killed on a motorcycle accident.
Right.
I remember we had a conversation the night before he died. That's going to always be with me, but it doesn't haunt me. But that's going to haunt her because her friend, her potential boo, was killed, and she was on the phone when all the shit was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't even go to the fucking funeral, but the prosecution, I mean, not the prosecution, but the defense tried to make a big deal out of that. Everybody's not going to go to the funeral. I'm sorry. If that was me, I couldn't have did it. And it wasn't no disrespect, but me as a person, you're the last person that I talked to. We had intel conversations. We sent hella text messages. You was my nigga. You was my dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm never going to see you again.
Right.
I got to see you in a box. Who wants that? All the stuff in their head. I'm like, man, like, I don't know. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated as hell. That's the best way I can do it. Because I just feel like something ain't right. So, I don't know how late they probably sleep by now. I just pray that they do the right thing. Because if not, okay. Okay, the jury will go to 8, 9 o'clock tonight before break for the night or verdict. So they expecting the verdict to be like in a day or two?
However long it takes them. Because I don't think the judge put a time cap on the limit, on the time that they were supposed to deliberate.
Okay, it says they would like to adjourn for the night and return tomorrow at 9 a.m. to continue deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the hotel that will be clustered, which is understandable. Go Timmerman. Okay, creepy ass cracker is racist. Not really, because when you think about it, most of the child molesters, predators, and mass murderers are white. So, like, what does that say?
I mean, creepy-ass cracker. Why are they making a big deal out of it? Can we make a big deal out of it when they call us scary-ass niggas? Every time somebody's in the elevator with them and they clutching their purses or locking their doors automatically? Same shit. Is it not?
I agree. I completely agree.
So why is it that if he's saying this creepy-ass cracker is following me, what's the big deal? He's a racist now?
I just wish none of this happened. I just wish that he just would have stayed in his car, let the police come, asked Trayvon what was he doing, was he just followed the boy to his dad's house, and all that shit could have been avoided. Follow him and see where he was going if you going to follow somebody.
Right. Catch him in the act of breaking in the house, if that's what you was looking for.
This is some bullshit, for real. Like, I just want everybody to get along. Can that happen? I don't know. I don't know. I wish that it could. I don't know. Did you see Love and Hip Hop Monday?
I did not.
Have you been back and seen any other episodes?
Girl.
I mean, did you see any parts from Monday?
No, you're going to have to tell me.
I haven't. I just seen the top 6 moments. And now my other laptop was actually sitting when I was trying to look at it. But I felt like Tracy was wrong to go back and tell Rashida about Kirk and the chick and what Bambi and them was saying and everything. You know, I feel like Misery Loves Company got this bad because he daddy shit on her when she was pregnant. And she had to go back and tell Rashida. My thing is, you know this lady is pregnant. She don't need that fucking stress. But, you know, a lot of people tell me that I'm wrong, but I'm like this. Never tell your mate to go to him and whatnot, because at the end of the day, they gonna take it as a fucking pass. Like my ex-husband used to tell me, when you say shit, you better do it.
I mean, I could agree to that, but he was acting reckless from jump. So when she said do you, I hope she meant, you know, for real, do you.
Okay, think about that last conversation that they had at the video shoot, and she was in front of Deb, and she was talking that shit.
Yeah. She's so hyped to get her career going.
I mean, 40 is really too late to be trying to get your career going and you 5 months pregnant, 4 months pregnant, and you showing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but like what your caller said, I mean, you could do all of that if you want to, but, you know, do it in prioritized order. If you're going to be pregnant now, do your makeup line. You know, therefore, you can have time to...
Yeah, get your endorsements. That's where all the money coming in. Money ain't coming in off the music. And then what people fail to realize, season 1, that chick treated Kurt like shit. She treated him like he wasn't a fucking man.
He was doing a lot, though. He was above and beyond.
Tom?
He was doing a lot, though. He was doing a lot of hating, in a sense.
I mean, I feel like he was like, all these years, he stood by her and was with her when everybody else wasn't. And then, you know, I just think for me, when you have, your husband is different from your boyfriend. So when you sit there and you talk shit and you belittle him, and then you're doing shit behind his back and you're not making him aware of it, and y'all supposed to be a team, a motherfucker feels salty. And what everything Kirk does is not right. But I look at everything because, you know, it is scripted. It's a lot of shit we don't know, a lot of shit we don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's two sides to every story. That's just like with Nicki Minaj. You know, she tweeted talking about, you know, basically, y'all going to great plans to prove that a motherfucker ain't gay. So basically, she called Kurt gay, and the fact that they having a baby to prove to the world that he ain't gay, that he's still gay. And don't say it's none of her business. She's like, this is on VH1. It's everybody's business.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck did Rashida do or what did Kirk do or say for Nikki to say something about them and tweet that shit?
Right.
And that she had a picture of them in the court. And I'm like, damn. And, you know, I am not really an Erica fan. You know, okay, yeah, you held Raffy down to a certain point, blah, blah, blah. But... If it wasn't for Scrappy, your ass would not be on fucking TV. You would not be getting the checks that you're getting from that show, right?
Okay.
So, he goes to jail. It's not like he has a 2%. Everybody knows, like, probation violations. You're locked up until you go to court. The judge is either going to reinstate you or you do your little time that you got left on paper. You feel me? So...
Mm-hmm.
You come out and you find his dream because you're like, you didn't know what was going on with him and you didn't know, basically, to make sure that you and your child was okay, you find the ring. First of all, bitch, you work. Second of all, you're getting a check from DH1. And second of all, Scrappy Mama gonna make sure that door, that baby okay. So, I felt like when you and your mama took that ring to the jewelry store and got it appraised, and it was appraised at $21,000, bitch, you already knew in the back of your mind that you was going to sell that shit.
Scandal.
Yeah, you already knew that you was going to sell it, and you did. So, you know, you sit there and you tell him, and then you get crunk. But, Erica, you got this habit. You always want to swing on Scrappy first. Scrappy didn't push you. You failed. You slipped on your motherfucking shoe because you was trying to swing at him. Just like you remember when they had the dinner at her house?
Right.
He was taking up the phone with his mom. She swung at Scrappy. And then your mom sitting up there like, you going to jail tomorrow. You better go to jail tomorrow. What is he going to jail for? He didn't touch that girl. And bitch, you wasn't around. You was too busy smoking. You was letting Scotty beam you up. You don't feel like you could try to play some shit.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with these people.
That's why I can't wait to see the show and then see what the hell is going on, because I know it's going to be some shit on there. But I just be like, you know what? The shows are good for entertainment and we all get caught up because, you know, that's what we do. We like being nosy about other people's lives and shit like that. But at the end of the day, y'all not showing everything. Y'all showing what people want to see. It entertains me. I like talking shit. Well, I used to before I started working. I used to like talking shit about y'all on Twitter. It gave me something to do.
Uh-huh.
But now, it's just like, it's the baddest. I mean, that's the case. We need to go ahead and get our own show going on.
Oh, my goodness. As much ratchetness that we encounter, of course. So as much ratchetness as we encounter, of course.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's like, all I can say is, shit is crazy. We in the last days, because too much crazy shit is going on in the world. Fucking, I don't know what the hell is going on with Mr. Obama. I don't even look at the news no more because every time you look at it, there's so much bullshit on there.
Right.
I need to look at it, but at the end of the day, I can give a fuck. Because the news is not going to tell me when Jesus is coming back.
Uh-huh, exactly.
I mean, the news is just, all it's doing is telling me about all the other shit that
all the fucked up shit that everybody else is doing in the world. And I can give zero fucks about that. Because at the end of the day, people gonna do what the hell they wanna do. Police gonna do what the hell they wanna do. And there gonna always be jails, prisons, and hospitals. It's a revolving door. At one point in time, people gonna go through one, two, or three. And for the most part, a lot of people go to the hospital. A lot of people go to fucking court.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm just gonna retire. I'm about to take my ass, walk out to the shower.
Yes,
I'm about to get wet. And, but first of all, I'm not taking out the shower. You know, I got to call you.
Yeah.
If your phone, wait a minute, hold on. What? Okay. Because the number.
I know.
Wet.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
you still have to call it.
I got to call that number?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hung up on accident. Man, guys, I'm doing too much. I'm trying to put this okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm about to put this number in. You know what? I'm going to save it under your number for right now. You sure you're going to be able to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, hold on, because I'm about to put it in here under a second number. Got it saved.
Great.
Okay, now what is your schedule like tomorrow? Because I think tomorrow I want to do like a little artist showcase. Do you have music from your cousin and other people that you want to play tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, do me a favor. You got my email address, right?
I sure do.
Okay, email it to me by tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, because we'll decide on the time tonight, and we'll play it. And if you have their Twitter numbers, their Twitter names, send it to me so when I do the now playing, they can see that their music is played.
Okay.
And
no
then, problem. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow, and then I'll try to find, like, we'll do, like, the first 30, 45 minutes of that, and then I guess, like, find some mixes, like, some old school mixes, because, you know, old school hip hop originated in New York, you know what I'm saying? We can find, like, some old school mixes and play that shit. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm gonna take my shower, and as soon as I get out, I'll call you. And everybody, we're doing a special show tomorrow. I guess y'all just have to see what time, and then I'll like tweet it and everything like that. And then the shit should be cool.
Yeah.
So we appreciate y'all calling in and listening to us babble about the Trayvon Martin situation, love and hip hop. Motherfucker, the most embarrassing thing that happened to you sexually. I know it's a bunch of nasty motherfuckers out there that had shit happen to them, but, you know, hey. It's
I
all
mean,
good.
It's an accident.
It happens. We're not here to judge, you know what I'm saying? So, on that note, we are getting the fuck off the phone. We've held y'all long enough. We ending 25 minutes early. Y'all will be all right. We'll give y'all something to talk about tomorrow. And then Sunday night, we'll give y'all some more R&B shit. I got to find some more mixes. Oh, my God, I got to find some more mixes. So, I love you. Thank you for listening. Ashton, I miss you so much. I'm so glad you came back tonight.
I miss you, too.
I am going to call you as soon as I get out of the shower.
Please do.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.